Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Dafyomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Kretot Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Yod. The final Mishnah in this third parak, and continuing with the questions that Rabbi Akiva asked his teachers. We're now away from asking Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel, but Sha'alti at Rabbi Eliezer, his other teacher. So if a person does many different malachot that are all subsets of one malacha on multiple Shabbatot, all mehela machat. And we're going to have to clarify what this question is. Mahu. Chavachat al-kulat or chavachat kolachat vachat? One chatat or multiple? Amar lo chayva kol achat v'achat mikal v'chomer. He says, you're chayiv multiple, kal v'chomer. And by the way, every one of the questions has been in that tone about multiple versus single, and the answers that he's gotten have always been multiple, and when Rabbi Kiva did respond, he did oppose that, as we saw in the last Mishnah. Umani da she'in batotza otarbe v'chata otarbe. Nida has only one lav, and there's only one chatat for Nida. Possible. Chayav kol achat v'chat. Nonetheless, you're chayav if you have multiple biot with the same nidah behelam achat. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Shabbat sheyesh batotzaot harbe v'mitot harbe. Meaning, Shabbat has multiple different kinds of malachot and has various opportunities for mitat beit din. Elodin sheyesh chayav kol achat v'chat. Certainly, there should be multiple chataot in that case. The way we read Totsa'ot, as I mentioned, Totsa'ot and Shabbat, there's a lot of different things you could do to be Chayav. With Nidah, there's only one thing you could do that make you Chayav. So Amartilo, Rabbi Akiva, who's telling the story, says, this is how I responded. Im Amarta Benidah, Shish Pashte Azharot. Meaning, Shehum Muzhar Al-Nidah, V'Nidah Muzharat Alav. Perhaps there's multiple chataot because there's two players here who both are prohibited and both will suffer consequences. Tomar v'Shabbat she'en ba el azar achat, meaning I'm obligated to observe Shabbat. Shabbat has no such obligations. Shabbat is an idea or a day, but not a living person. So Amar li abalak tanot yuchiach. So Eliezer's answer back to me was, if you have biyah with a girl who is an erva but who is a ktana, she'en ba el azar achat, only I am obligated to avoid her. She has no such obligations. Nonetheless, I have multiple chiyuvim. Amarti lo, im amarta biktanot, shapisha ein ba'an achshav, yish ba'an acharzman. And my answer back to him was, granted, if you have biyah with multiple tanot, you will have multiple chiyuvim, but even though they are not bound and prohibited right now, they will with time. Tomar b'shabbat she'en b'achshav lo l'acharzman, Shabbat will never become a person that's obligated to observe me. Amar li abal ha'beimai yuchiyach. And so Rabbi Eliezer's answer back to me was, if you have biyah with a beimah, meaning if you have biyah with multiple beimot, behelam achat, or in Rabbi Eliezer's take, even the same beimah, multiple biyot, behelam achat, your chayiv multiple, and a beimah will never be prohibited. Amarti lo, beimah kishabbat. So Rabbi Akiva answered that the same question I'm asking is what you're using to answer, which may mean that Rabbi Akiva said, okay, you're right, or he may have turned around and said, well, I would ask the same question about behemot. Okay, so the first thing is, my kibay mine, what was it that Rabbi Akiva was asking Rabbi Eliezer? Is Shabbatot ki gufin damin v'lo bay mine? Was he asking him whether Shabbat should be considered like multiple bodies, meaning multiple Shabbatot should be like multiple bodies, and therefore, multiple chataot? So nibi osem malacha achat b'shabbatot habay. So let him ask a simpler question. If you did the same malacha over multiple Shabbatot, forgetting that malacha was asur. So for instance, if you forgot that planting was asur, and you planted over the course of seven Shabbatot, and then you remembered that it was asur, would you then say chayim once or seven? Elav lade malachot ikavota min v'ilo b'aymine. Actually, Rabbi Akiva was asking a different question, which is, do you obligate for multiple incidents of the same malacha when one is a tolda of the other? So then that's the case. So why make multiple Shabbatot? Have one Shabbat in which the person does plants, and then the person waters, and does other toldot of Zorea. Are you chayiv once or multiple times? So what was he asking? Amarava, Amir Beirav. So in Beirav they explained, Tartibamine was asking him, really, a compound question. First of all, Shabbatot Gufin Damin V'ilo Ba'imine, that was the first question. Do we regard each Shabbat as a separate body? And V'adem Lachot Kama Lachot Damin Ilo. The answer is he was asking both questions. Now, Shabbatot Eichi V'ilo, what was he asking about multiple Shabbatot? Shingat Shabbat Zeron Lachot Pshita Leit Yamim Shabbat in time Havin Yidiyah Lachalek. Did he start with this premise? That if you forgot it was Shabbat, but you knew the Malacha was Asur, and that it was obvious to him that the days in between were an automatic Yediyah. And here Machlok Rishonim. Either because it's clear that at one point you had to find out what day it was, or because there's a Gzirat HaKatuv that the days in between are Yediyah, because you're not bound by Yisurei Shabbat on Tuesday and Wednesday. And his question, therefore, was, Don Shabbat Shigat Malachot to the Baimineh. He was saying, if I know it's Shabbat, but I forgot that all of these things were, all the this and the subsets of this Malacha were Asur, the way that we'd constructed it, that I forgot planting was Asur over multiple Shabbatot, Igin Gufin Damien Olo, Igufin Chmuchlaki, in other words, Odilma, maybe he was asking the opposite. Don Shabbat Shigat Malachot Pshitele to Gufin Damien. Maybe it was obvious to him that if you knew it was Shabbat and forgot the Malachot, obviously it's multiple Shabbatot, so they're separate Gufin. And that's because the days in between provide they're separate bodies because you forgot the Malacha over multiple Shabbatot. Shingat Shabbat is no Malachot to the Bible. Maybe he was asking this question. What if my calendar got off and I knew the Malachot were Asur, but I kept forgetting it was Shabbat every week? The only time he was having Yediyah L'chalek Olo. And then asking that question, are the days in between really a Yediyah automatically, and therefore you're chayav for multiple Shabbatot or not? So within the first part of the question, what was he really asking? So Amar Rava, Mistabra, Shingat Shabbat Adom Lachot Pshit Led Yemin Shabbat Time Evin Yedal Lachalek. We're going to go with the first approach, that he understood that if you forgot it was Shabbat, that the days in between, if you forgot the day was Shabbat, the days in between automatically constitute a Yediyah and separate them. He was asking about a case where you know it's Shabbat and you forgot this Malacha over multiple Shabbatot. Are they separate to Gufim or not? And the answer that Rabbi Eliezer gave him was, they are separate Gufim, v'lo kavamine, in which case Rabbi Akiva did not accept it. And then, the other half of the question was, Toldot are like separate things, and therefore you're chayiv multiple. V'lo kavamine, and we know that Rabbi Akiva did not accept that half of the answer. That's possibility one. In which case, Rabbi Akiva accepted neither of the answers that Rabbi Eliezer gave him. Amarava menaminala, and I'll prove to you that that's the case. Did not we have the famous Mishnah in the seventh parak of Shabbat? Klal gadol amru b'Shabbat. Here's the rule about shogeg. Kol shocheach ikar, it's a four-tiered piece. Kol shocheach ikar Shabbat v'asam lachot abe v'shabbatot abe. If you forgot the foundation of Shabbat, forgot Shabbat existed, and you did multiple lachot over multiple weeks, and then you remembered about Shabbat, in a chayv alachat, you bring one korban for that whole period. Hayodei ikar Shabbat v'asam lachot abe v'shabbatot abe. If you didn't forget that Shabbat existed, but you did multiple lachot on multiple Shabbatot, meaning your calendar got off, chayav al kol Shabbat v'shabbat. You chayav one for each Shabbat. Hayodea shehu Shabbat. If your calendar is fine, you know today's Shabbat, and you know Shabbat has all these Isurim. V'asam lachot abe v'shabbatot abe, but you forgot what those Isurim were, and that's called Shingat Malachot, and you did multiple Malachot over multiple Shabbatot, chayav al kol av Malacha Malacha. You chayav for each av Malacha one, which means all the Zoreah over that Shabbatot, and all the Choresh, but only the Av. V'ilu chayav akol av malacha shalkol Shabbat v'Shabbat lo k'tani. It doesn't say you're chayav for 39 at max for each Shabbat. You're chayav for the Zoreah over all the Shabbatot that you forgot Zoreah was Asur, and you're chayav one for all the Choresh that you did over those Shabbatot. So now, question is, maniha, who could be the author of this Mishnah? Ilem or Rabbi Eliezer? It couldn't be Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah clearly rules that if you do multiple malachot that are all part of one category, you only chayav one. If you're Rabbi Eliezer, chayav akol v'ladei malachot k'malachot. And we see that Rabbi Eliezer, both his answer in our Mishnah and his well-known approach, is that you are chayav for toldot b'makom avot. Meaning if you do Zoreah and then you water and do other toldot of Zoreah, that you're chayav for each one. So El Pshita Bekiva, so that Mishnah must be Rabbi Akiva. Ushma Minashin Gat Shabbat was done Malachot. Pshita Lo Diyamim Shabbat Time Havin Di Alachalek. That if you forgot it was Shabbat and remember the Malachot, that the days in between are Yediyah, because after all you're Chayav for each Shabbat. But Zdon Shabbat Shingat Malachot to the boy Yikigufin Damin. So therefore, his only question to Rabbi Eliezer was the opposite. When your calendar is fine, but you forgot Malachot. Partially to Gufin Damian, and Rabbi Lezer answered that you're chayav for each choresh for each week, and Zoraya for each week. And he also answered the second one. And Rabbi Kiva rejected both, as you see in that Mishnah. That was what Rabbi's take. Now, Amale Abaya. Abaya turned to him and said, Le'olamei Malach. I could tell you this. Don't Shabbat Shabbat Malachot Pshita Rabbi Kiva the Shabbatot Lav Gufin Damian. I could look at the interaction and also look at the Mishnah in Klal Gadol and say, no, that Rabbi Akiva had it as a premise that if you remembered Shabbat, forgot the Malachot, and did those Malachot over the course of several Shabbatot, that the Shabbatot do not separate Gufin, you only chayav one. He wasn't even asking that of Rabbi Eliezer. And here Rabbi Eliezer maybe disagreed. Shingat Shabbat is no Malachot to the Baimine. He was asking a different question. What happens if your calendar is off? You know the Malachot, but your calendar is off over several weeks. And the question is, are the days in between, do they constitute the Yediyah to make each Shabbat a separate Chiyuv? And Rabbi Eliezer's answer is, they do constitute, and there is a separate Chiyuv. And Rabbi Akiva accepted it. And of course, he didn't accept. He told Open Makomav. So now Abaye says that Rabbi Akiva's question was a question that the first question was whether or not if your calendar is fine, but if your calendar was off, you remember all the malachot, but your calendar was off. Are you chayav for each Shabbat? And the answer clearly from Klal Gadol is yes, you are. And that was what he accepted from Rabbi Eliezer. Now Rav Chista Amar, he has a third take. Zdon Shabbat v'shingat malachot afilu v'kiva sfir ledin gufin damyan. If you know it's Shabbat and you forgot malachot, even Rabbi Akiva holds that they're separate gufin, and you're chayiv for each Shabbat, the malachot over each Shabbat. V'chibau minei, what was his question? Shingat Shabbat zdon malachot to dubai minei, v'shmei time yihavin yidiyal v'chaleik. And his question was, if your calendar was off, do the days in between constitute a Yediyah? Upashit le yomim shavim time having Yediyah l'chalek. His answer was that they are. V'kabel minei. Upashit le v'anu l'chot k'vel l'chot time v'lo kabel minei. Now, Amar v'chista mina minela. I'll prove to you that was his question. Tanya. Kotev shtei yotir pelamachat. The shiur for Ketivan Shabbat is two letters. If you wrote two letters during one period of forgetfulness, you forgot Kotev was Asur. Chayav, b'shtei alamot, if you wrote a letter, then remembered that writing was also, then forgot again, wrote another letter, megam leom chayev, chachamim potrin. Chachamim say you're patur, because each one is a half a shear. Gamliel says it's all one helam. Umar megamliel, shim katav otachat b'shabbat zuv, otachat b'shabbat acher, patur. But he agrees that if you write one letter on one Shabbat, and then remembered writing is asur, the next week you forgot again, wrote one letter, and then remembered is asur, you're patur. Ratanya Achrita Kotev Shtei Yotiyot B'Shtei Shabbatot Achad Shabbat Zu Achad Shabbat Zu Megam Liel Mechayev. In another writer, Megam Liel says you're chayav in that case. Achad Mbotrin Kol Kasal Kodai Tachtu Rekiva Kerbakiva Kerbakiva Sferle. We think that Megam Liel holds like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore the days in between should constitute a division. So based upon the Amin as Don Shabbat Shingat Melachot Afi the Rekiva Omer Shabbatot Gnufin Damyan. So according to me, Rav Chista says, I hold that Rabbi Akiva accepted as a premise that if you know it's Shabbat and you forgot, let's say, that writing was Asur, that each Shabbat is separate, and therefore, Adatanya Patur, so therefore, when would Rami Gamliel say it's Patur? Because don't Shabbat Shigar Malachot, when you knew it was Shabbat and you forgot Kotev was Asur over several weeks, the Shabbatot Kigufin Damin, each one is a separate body and each one was half a shear. Adatanya Chayav, and when would he say Chayav? Shingat Shabbat, was Don Malachot, when you forgot it was Shabbat, and you remembered Kotev was Asur, in other words, you were off kilter, and therefore, the Kasabra, Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, we know that Rav Gamliel holds, Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, when you did half a shir, and then remembered it was Asur, and then forgot again, that Yediyah doesn't constitute a break, because what you knew was not about an Isur you did, but about a half an Isur. Okay, so therefore, Rav Chista says, I could reconcile the two statements of Rav Gamliel by saying one is, and that if we assume that he holds like Rabbi Akiva, by saying that one of them is Don Shabbat, and the other is Don Malachot. But according to Rava, who says that Rabbi Akiva thinks that Shabbatot are all one goof. So based on Atanya Chayav, I understand Rav Gamliel says you're Chayav when you write one letter this week, one letter the next Shabbat. Whether you knew it was Shabbat and forgot Kotev, because all Shabbatot are one piece, or whether you forgot it was Shabbat, your calendar was off kilter, because after all, you might be chayav multiple times, but you only did half a shir each time, and the idea in between that, oh, my calendar is back on, like Rashi says, you know, that he would have found out what day it was, it doesn't constitute the idea. But how is Rava going to explain Rabbi Gamliel's statement, you're patur when you write one letter this Shabbat and one letter the next Shabbat? Lo b'chad v'lo b'chad. It can't be Zdon Shabbat, it can't be Zdon Malachot. So Amalach Rava, so Rava's answer could be, Rabbi Gamliel's fair like Rabbi Eliezer. Who says Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Kiva? Maybe he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Talmar Shabbatot Guf and Diamond. Shabbat Shabbatot are each a separate body. And therefore, when you wrote one letter on this Shabbat and one letter on that Shabbat, That would each be a half a shear, and there's no yediyah issue there, and therefore you're patur. Now, v'ham enikhtanam Rabbi Gamliel, but when we said that Rabbi Gamliel agrees that in a case where you wrote him over separate Shabbatot, as opposed to separate halamot, chal de pligi achranaita, so clearly Rabbi Gamliel and Chacham disagree about the other case, and here he's modeh. So, yamart bishtabak karabi kivasfirolei, so this is Rabbi Chista's comeback. I'll come back on his behalf. If you accept my premise that Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva, Hanapligi b'Shigat Shabbat is Don Malachot. That's why they disagree. Rabbi Gamliel and Chacham disagree when your calendar was off. Gamliel Savar Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. He says remembering in the middle when you only did half a shir doesn't count. Whatever Gamliel was done Shabbat, Shigat Malachot. But he does agree when you knew it was Shabbat and forgot the Malachot, Shupatur. Alma Shabbatot Kigufin Damian. Then you agree that Shabbatot are separate bodies. Aliyamar Gamliel Kerbeliezer Sphirole, but if you're going to claim that Gamliel holds that Kerbeliezer, and you're doing that in order to save your approach to Rabbi Akiva, Michal de Pligi, Bemai. So therefore, Gamliel and Chacham disagree in the earlier case about what? Imashingat Shabbat is Dol Malachot, if it's when your calendar was off, Philobeliezer Gamliel Sphirole, then you deal a Chatzashir. He certainly agrees that remembering in the middle when you did have a Shir, that constitutes nothing. The Tanya, Kotev Shteyotot B'Shtey Shabbatot, Otacha B'Shabbat Zu, Otacha B'Shabbat Zu, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev, that same exact case, when you write one letter this Shabbat, one letter the next Shabbat, Rabbi Eliezer says, Shechayev! Ve'ala be'achat al arig chiyuv mechayev. It must be the following case. One on the arig, which means there's three, weaving three strings in is already a liability on Shabbat for oreg, for weaving. What happens if you were to do two of them and then put the third one on Shabbat, meaning you did the last step of the shear on Shabbat? So a parallel would be if you already had a letter written down on Friday and then on Shabbat you added that letter. So if you have nothing there, you have to weave three, but if there's already three there and you just add one, you're chayav. So Amarav Yichlal the Palig Bechada. So clearly he disagrees about one case. The Tanya Otzi Chatzi Grogret v'Chazar Otzi Chatzi Grogret Pel Machat Chayav Shel Amot Patur. We have the Brita that says if you take out, you carry half a shear and then carry out another half a shear. If it was all that you forgot carrying was Asur, then you're Chayav. But if you remembered in the middle and then forgot again, you're Patur. Rabbi Yossi Omer Behal Machat Bereshut Achat Chayav. He limits it even further. He said, only if you forgot carrying was Asur the whole time and you went to the same place. B'shtei Rishiyot Patur, meaning you took out to one Rishutei Arbim and took the other after the other Rishutei Arbim, like Gufin Mukhlokin. The Rabban Gamliel Ketanakama. There, Rabban Gamliel must hold like Tanakama. And Rabban Eliezer Krabiosi. Rabban Eliezer limits it further and says the Gufin Mukhlokin. Okay, Toshma, Marlo, let's test this out. What did Rabbi Eliezer answer Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah? He said, you're chayav for each one of these malachot that were done. And here was his kalvachomer. What was his claim? Nida doesn't have multiple ways that you can be chayav. never let you chayv for each bia. So Bishtama Rav Chista, now let's test all three approaches. Rav Chista, Abaye, and Rava. Bishtama Rav Chista, the Mashingat Shabbat Uzdom Lachot Baimine. He says that Rabbi Kiva asked about what happens when your calendar is off. The Amim Shabbat time, you have an idea of Chalekolo, are the days in between an automatic Yitia to constitute separate Chataot. So Hanukkah Amar Lehu, my Nida. That's why his answer was Nida. That he was asking him when your calendar is fine, but you forgot that this malacha was asur over multiple Shabbatot. Shabbatot and Givin Amin Eloah is each Shabbat like a separate body. So, litni nidot. Why does he say nida? His answer should be from nidot, meaning multiple women who are nidot. You have several wives. So, Rav's answer could be tani nidot. That's the way my Mishnah reads. Rabbi Lezer didn't answer from one nida, but from multiple nidot. Okay, so that means that Rava says that Rabbi Akiva takes it as a given that Shabbatot are kegufin damyan, and therefore the answer must be from Sefer Gufin. Shmuel Tani Nida. Shmuel's version of the Mishnah was like ours, Nida. Rav Adabarava Tani Nida also. So Baal Shaya Amar Tani Nidot. So we have multiple versions and multiple supports for each version. Rav Chista Devar Shingat Shabbat Uzdom Malachot to the Bar Mine, and now back to Rav Chista, who said that the real question was, if your calendar's off, whether or not the days in between constitute a separate yidia. Nida, my yom shemayin time, having yidia l'chalek ipe. How is the comparable with nida? In other words, why is he bringing nida as a proof? There is no yom shemayin time. There is no non-nida state in the middle, just like you have with Shabbat. So, amaravim gon shabbat le'av etavlav, ra'atav v'chazar v'alav etavlav. So here is it constitutes a parallel to chol, Shabbat and chol, is he had bia with his wife who was a nida. Then she went to the mikvah. She saw another dam nida. He continued to forget nida was asur, and he had beer with her again, etc. Just like Shabbat and Chol, the tefillot having kemim shemayin time. The tefillot and the period of tahara in between is like yimei Chol between Shabbatot. Okay, toshma. So let's see from the end of the Mishnah. Habalak tanot yochiach. Rabbi Eliezer's comeback to Rabbi Akiva was, what happens if it be with tanot? They aren't chayav, but you are. So, bishtam al Rav ha'inu diktani k'tanot. According to Rav, we understand why he said k'tanot in the plural. Rav Chista vay k'tanot. So, why k'tanot? Just say k'tana, because according to Rav Chista, his question should be about one woman. The answer is k'tanot ta'alma. K'tanot doesn't mean it's a generic term. It doesn't mean that there has to be multiple girls in this case. Now, matnitin deloka den tana. Our Mishnah does not follow the following approach, the Tanya. Shimon alazar, lokach shalo, rekiva, rabbi yalazar. Lokach shalo. Now, the question was not that. The question was this. Habal ishto nida v'chazar v'al ishto nida v'hela machat mahu. What happens if you have multiple biot with your one wife who's in nida? Halachat v'kulano chayav kol achat v'achat. Now, according to that, the question was not at all about Shabbat. The question was about nida, and the answer was from nida. And by the way, the answer was already the same exact answer to the question. It wasn't a proof from anything else. And so in this case, the question and answer went exactly inverse of what we have in our Mishnah. According to this, Rabbi Kiva asked about Nida and was answered from Shabbat. And the answer is Umar Shabbat Shein by El Azara Achat. There's only one prohibition, meaning you're prohibited, Shabbat's not prohibited. Shumuzal Shabbat Shabbat Namuz Erd Alav. Chayav Kol Achat V'Achat. You still chayav multiple times. Nida Sheish Vashtei Azarot. In the case of Nida, you're both prohibited. Humuzal Al Nida Namuz Erd Alav. Din Shu Chayav Kol Achat V'Achat. Certainly is chayav for multiple biot. Amrulo or Amarlo, lo, imamarta b'Shabbat Sheish Patotzot Obey the Chataot Obey. And in this case, now, Rabbi Kiva's comeback was sort of the inverse of what we have in our Mishnah. He said, Shabbat has multiple actions and multiple kind of chataot. Tomar benida she'in batotzot abe l'chataot abe. In Nida, there's only one thing, and that's bia. Amar lo abala k'tanot yochiach. And that's where the k'tanot came in. She'in batotzot abe l'chataot abe. Meaning, there's only one thing, and that's bia. Chava kol achat ve'achat. Amar lo, lo, amarta b'ktanot shekin gufin muchlakin. At least with k'tanot, we're talking about multiple girls, which means it was k'tanot and not k'tana. Amar lo, abal abema yochiach shein gufin muchlakin, v'chayav kol achat v'achat. So amar lo, abema k'nida. that the Bema is exactly the same question as the that I'm asking, and therefore in this version the question was not Shabbat, the question was Nida. The answer was not from Nida, the answer was from Shabbat, and then we came around to asking, which means that in this version Rabbi Akiva's question was a very generic question, which is how do you deal with halamachat and multiple repeat acts of the same violation, all within a time of forgetting that it was Asur. Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is well known, multiple Chiyuvim. Rabbi Akiva sticks to his guns, as we saw from the Mishnah in Klal Gadol. And we will actually take a look more at this, but for right now, we've completed our study of the third parak, Ardon Alach Amrula. We will begin our study of Safek Achal Chelev in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.